Let's talk about the biggest news of the day today. Woo woo! Britney is free. It's official. All those people that were like, free Britney. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we posted that video of everyone who was down at Washington Square Park with their free Britney. Okay, there was like 14 people, but still, they were chanting free Britney. They had signs. They were excited about it, because they thought that potentially Britney could be free. Well, it looks like she's free. It's all after 13 years, Britney is finally free. Her father is finally stepping down as her conservator. What happened was Judge Brenda Penny denied a petition by Britney Spears' attorney to move a September 29th hearing up to August 23rd. Now, that was the hearing that Britney was going to insist that the father is removed as conservator. So because the judge denied that, several things happened. First of all, the death threats that she got.
That were, is insane that she got. That Britney's fans went after her and threatened her life.
Yeah. Yeah. The LAPD on high alert. Judge Brenda Penny getting death threats. Like
every
crazy.
Single person that did that, you need to arrest them and put them in jail.
They were saying things like, bitch, I hope you die in your sleep, and I will kill your ugly ass. Some people were just like, she's ugly. And others were like, she needs to be investigated. But, you know, the Britney stans were like, they were pissed about that. So it really riled up things on social media. So the father, now here's what's interesting. He says that the main reason why he's stepping away from the conservatorship, not because he's a prick and he's been basically financially abusing his daughter for 13 years. No, he says it's all of the social media pressure that he's getting, all the pressure from like the public battle with his daughter is the reason he's stepping down. Here's what he said through his attorney. They said it's highly debatable whether a changing conservator at this time would be in Ms. Spears' best interest. Right, because that means that she no longer is entitled to her money. So now with you stepping down, she can finally take out her IUD. She can live her life. She can have a baby if she wants to. She can be a free woman at 39 years old.
Right. So is the trial going to stop now and it's over?
Well, all right. So there's a hearing coming up on September 29th. That's when the court will officially approve the end of the conservatorship because no one's contesting it anymore. So it's not official yet because it hasn't gone through the court. You got to wait for a court date. Courts are just backed up. But it looks now like that will be the day that the court finally says, all right, no one's contesting it. You're out of here. But here's two very gross things about the situation that I just learned today. Like, I was today years old when I learned that Britney has been paying the legal fees for the lawyers working against her. So obviously she's paying legal fees for her lawyer, but also the lawyers that her father hired. So she's paying for both lawyers.
Yeah, it's all her money.
Right. Think about it. Think about that.
Yeah, it's like when you go to get a divorce and the husband is the only person that makes money in that marriage.
Right.
It's his money against him for him. It's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, but here's the really, really gross part of it. If Britney were accused of murder, she would be legally allowed to choose her own attorney. But as a conservatorship, her father chose her lawyer that she's had all this time, which is why he was able to keep her under his thumb. I mean, I'm not saying the lawyer didn't do his job. They just didn't try very hard to help Britney because the father was the one who hired him.
Yeah,
But that's why it was such a big deal that Britney got to choose her own lawyer last month.
He's a smart guy. He knew what to do.
He's just greedy and a manipulative human being. Because I understand 13 years ago why he was worried. But for years now, he has been completely controlling her. And she's perfectly functioning. She's been on tour. She's been making music. So there's nothing wrong with her. He should have let her go. The minute she did her residency and was able to show up every night with no problems.
Yeah, that should have been it.
That should have been it. That should have been the moment where he said, you know what, girl? You got this. So, yeah, as you can imagine, Twitter's going crazy. Instagram, everyone's going crazy. Britney is free. After 13 years, she's finally free.
Not until September 23rd or whatever. So we still have another month, or month and a half until she's free.
Right. But in theory, she's free. Like, he's no longer going to be controlling her conservatorship. So he's going to. And what's really interesting is you can think about how much money she's made, especially just her perfumes alone. How is she only worth $60 million? That's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But her perfumes have made $500 million. So that tells me whoever made those deals for her did not do a good job of making sure that she gets a lot of her money. When you compare her to, like, Rihanna, for example, Rihanna is finally now a billionaire because her Fenty line of makeup and clothing and the line she did with Puma and her fragrances and all the stuff that she's been doing outside of music has made her a billionaire because she partakes. She gets a percentage of the gross or the net or whatever. You know, the stuff makes money. She gets a bit of that. It seems like Britney just lent her name and then Estee Lauder made all the money.
Yeah, I mean, the $60 million, that's what she made off of the record company. That's that money. So I don't know where the other money went.
Right. That's what I'm saying. When you look up Britney Spears' worth, it says she's and again, $60 million, a lot of money. You can live on that the rest of your life at 39 years old, no problems. But when you consider how much money she's made for other people, where's that money? Why is she only worth $60 million?
How much is Ed Sheeran worth?
I think the last thing I saw was $120 million. I think maybe it's even more than that now.
But he writes his own songs, but she's had quadruple the hits that he has.
Right.
So if he's worth double what she is.
Okay, it's now up to $200 million.
Okay, so she's got to be worth $200 million at least. Well, not really. Let's say half of that because she didn't write that crap. So $100 million just off of the music side. So where does the other money come from? Where's the Vegas residency money? Where is the touring money? Where's the Britney t-shirt money? Where's the perfume money? Where is all that?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying. I don't get. I know that she lost some money in the divorce, but she didn't lose $100 million in the divorce. Or her many divorces, I should say. I think that the first thing she should do, she's got three things she needs to do. She needs to get a forensic accountant. Hire a forensic accountant immediately.
Yeah, everybody in music should do that, but they don't.
Right. Where's my money? Right. Where my money at, bitch? That should be the first thing. The second thing she needs to tell her father, when I put you in a nursing home, you're going to see how this feels. I'm going to choose your nursing home now, and I'm going to make sure it's one of those really shitty ones in Florida.
We'll put it on hold and let you go visit it.
Yeah. And then she needs to just take that IUD out and start living her life like the way she's wanted to. Retire if she wants to retire. You know, she was saying that she might want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't really have to retire when you're Britney Spears. You just don't go in the studio.
You just stop.
It's like, you want to go on the road? No, not really. Okay. You're retired. Fine.
Yeah.
Do you want to record the song today? No, not really.
No, I don't
okay.
feel like it. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to actually retire. You just stop doing things.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't have to officially retire. It's not like there's a retirement fund waiting for her that she needs to claim.
Yeah, just stop going. And then when you want to go again, go again.
Right.
You don't have to call it retirement.
Right. But that's the thing. Now it's all going to be her decisions and her choices. And she will hopefully populate her life with people that are working on her behalf to help her. Not people who are exploiting her, like her entire family, frankly. I don't know where the mother's been. And I know that Jamie Spears has, everyone's been saying that, like, she's been fake crying on Instagram, pretending like she really cares. But where's she been for 13 years?